When I was 5, 6, 7 years old, in the springtime, and then in the fall, I used to look forward to an event that I used to enjoy. Simple, but I found it very beautiful. Shepherds taking their flocks to the mountains for the summer. We go to the mountains too for different reasons. But somehow the shepherds were taking their flocks to the mountain because there was grass, the grass was more tender, more tasteful, and the sheep seemed to enjoy it, the atmosphere and the food. Shepherd, that's what comes to mind to me from my childhood. And to see those shepherds, how they would care for their flock. Oftentimes, I would see a shepherd with a little lamb around their neck. The poor thing was getting tired. I'd pick them up and put it around their neck. What a beautiful picture. And if I have to picture Jesus Christ as a good shepherd for us, that's how I would like to picture him. With me, with you, around his neck, carrying us, because he journeys along our life together with us. And there are times when you and I, let's face it, we feel tired. We turn to God and say, why? We may not see specifically his face, but those are the moments, especially when we feel tired or we question him, that he picks us up and he puts us on his shoulders, holds us by the hand, and whispers to us, don't be afraid, I am with you. And we heard today the Good Shepherd telling us, I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus spoke those words literally, because he did die for us. And he didn't die for us because we are cute, beautiful, handsome, all you name it. He died for us so that we could share into his life, to make of us children of God. That's who we are. We heard it from St. John. We are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Think of what is awaiting for us. We shall be like him. The sheep that is on the shoulder of the shepherd becomes a unit. And Jesus Christ wants to make, quote unquote, a unit with each one of us. He likes to have, he longs to have that kind of a relationship with you and me. Not a stranger, but rather someone whom he loves dearly and for whom he gave his life. This is our Good Shepherd. Do I know him? That's a big question. Do I appreciate him? Do I spend time with him? The Good Shepherd. The one who actually laid down his life so that you and I could be saved. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And Jesus Christ did exactly that. And he just didn't simply die. He died on the cross. To rise, defeat death, and make it possible for us to be with him in heaven. This is our Good Shepherd. He wants us to be with him for the whole eternity. But there is a saying by St. Augustine that comes to mind that says, the God who created you without you cannot save you without you. This shepherd needs our cooperation. Because if I run away from him, unfortunately, because of our human freedom, he allows us to run away. And going back to when I was a child, looking at the sheep going by, if one sheep would run off, the shepherd could run that fast, but he would send the dogs to bring the sheep back into the fold. I wish we could think of our desire for God as that dog that can lead us back to the fold. To be hungry for this Good Shepherd. To develop that relationship that gives us peace, serenity, even when life seems to be difficult, painful, tough to deal with. He is there. And perhaps I don't realize that those are the moments when he's really carrying me, he's holding me around his neck, carrying me on his shoulders. He is the Good Shepherd. He knows our needs. But I need to say yes to him. He never forces himself on us. He knocks gently. I need to open the door of my heart because he wants to be in there. He wants to be part of my life. But if I don't let him in, it will never happen. There have been times in my life when I went to see someone, ring the doorbell, knock on the door, nobody answers, what do? You go back home. How sad it would be if the Good Shepherd were to knock on my heart and I refused to answer. He wants to be part of my life, of your life. May you and I be blessed with the wisdom to recognize that knocking, and with joy in our heart, open it and tell Jesus, I was longing for you. Thank you for being my good shepherd. God bless you.